we know few details of Jesus' childhood, where he lived in Israel and Galilee, provide a framework. Jerusalem emphasized the complex study of the Old Testament and teachings of the rabbis, while Galilee's distance from the city afforded a simpler approach. When Jesus used parables in his teaching, we get a glimpse into his childhood experiences and observations.
After Jesus' birth was known, Herod was jealous and afraid that this new king would take over his kingdom. His response was to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem. And angel of the Lord woke Joseph and told him to escape to Egypt with Mary and Jesus until it was safe to return home to Nazareth.
We learn that as Jesus grew and became strong, he was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. When he was 12 years old, they went to the feast of the Passover. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. Luke 2 and Matthew 2 also share some of these details.
Dear Lord, may we find ways to serve you by being obedient, by being learners as we listen and question what we hear, and by sharing the Word of God with people in our path. We now join together to pray the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.